Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Ephesians 4, the verses 25 to 32. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. My theme for this reflection is divine love in human struggles. Ephesians 4:25 to 32 sheds light on the complexity of human emotions, the conflict between our spiritual and earthly nature, and the compelling message of transcendent love. As the text emphasizes the pitfalls of anger and bitterness, we are reminded that such emotions not only harm our spiritual well-being, but also disrupt the very fabric of community. Imagine the pain parents feel when their children, whom they have nurtured and loved, deviate from the path. The heartache is palpable, the disappointment real. Yet even in the darkest moments of despair, a parent's love rarely extinguishes. It yearns for reconciliation and restoration. This unfaltering love mirrors God's unwavering love for us. Even as we sin and grieve the Holy Spirit, God's bond with us remains unbroken. My dear friends, the modern world often presents love as a feeling, conditional upon our external appearances or actions. Yet, biblical love, or agape, stands in stark contrast. It is a love that actively seeks out even the seemingly unlovable. Such divine love is not about being worthy, but is solely based on God's boundless grace. As believers, we are recipients of this grace, adopted into God's family, not because of our deeds, but because of Christ's sacrifice. Paul's counsel is profound. We are to emulate this divine love. While our attempts will always fall short of God's perfect love, our lives, nonetheless, can be transformative signals in this world. As the love of Christ fills our hearts, it compels us to extend the same grace and forgiveness to others, weaving a community bound by genuine love and understanding. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we actively counter the culture's definition of love with the biblical understanding of unconditional agape love? Two, in moments of anger or bitterness, how can we anchor ourselves in the reminder of God's unwavering love for us? Heavenly Father, in our moments of anger and weakness, remind us of your unfailing love. Help us to see beyond our immediate emotions and embody the selfless love that you've shown us. Teach us, Lord, to be conduits of your grace in this world, radiating love and understanding, even when it is challenging. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.